The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the countdown to the end of summer. My name is the Reverend Rory Dowd with my good co-host, Mr. Nick Ramirez. Chewbacca's in the house. Still, he won't go away. It's also my pleasure to introduce our guest to you this week. We have, first and foremost, Ken McKim. And then providing musical entertainment, the only Spike McGuire.
Talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Yo.
You know, they say it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert at anything. And Rory, you've been doing that intro for 10,000 hours.
No, it's been far less than that, Rick, because we're coming up on our 200th episode in just...
Two weeks, I believe. Hour per show, so that's only about 10,000.
But that's only like 200 minutes of you doing that, so...
Yeah.
You shouldn't be that good at it yet.
So, within the next
I'm a fast study.
I can do anything in 200 minutes.
I'm a fat. What happened to not talking about that, you jackass son
of bitches? Oh, it was so flawless and it seemed like it was easy. Then I just wanted to.
Good job not talking about it, Nick.
I brought it up the last time I was here because he nailed the post so hard, and I remember that he was like, "We really don't need to talk about it, you guys." And so even though in my head I was
He's like, "Oh man, modest."
Nice post today, Rory. I was like, "Oh no. He doesn't want me to mention that."
And quite frankly, I ended it a little early this
week. Humble man.
So if you really want to get nitpicky about it, I still had time for about 10 more syllables.
But I thought it was like a breather. Like, oh, now we can relax. And then the voice
Nah. Well, and plus, you know, there was nothing you could really say because nothing can follow Spike McGuire.
Yeah. Ooh. That gets
an asshole.
Well, we love ourselves, don't we?
A little bit.
Now, the only thing that really truly follows Spike McGuire is a clip from Pink Flamingos that starts ooh, mow, 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 mow.
I tell you.
And if you've seen that film, well, good night. Hope you have sweet dreams.
No, oh, here's the message for Spike McGuire. Here's the message for Spike McGuire.
Just because you got them big udders don't mean you're something special.
That's right, dearie.
Also from Pink Flamingos.
Nice. Old school, too. Early. I listened to the episode one. This last
no oh, shit.
Wow.
Wasn't it horrible? was it horrible?
It was pretty bad. But
with the music of the shame,
you guys were
was
right
that no with music. Danielle Friend? Oh,
was
that was
no
music.
That was the episode no we just music. Talked about. Right. We're gonna have a podcast, right?
Yeah.
That's all that was about.
Right. Yeah. Talked about how,
only redeeming.
How
well, and did we
show.
Set any goals for ourselves? Have we achieved them?
How we loved Reno and whatever.
Probably the most humble person you guys ever met.
You?
Yeah.
Or me?
No, me.
I'm pretty humble.
No, you're not as humble
as me. I will challenge you to
I'm
a humble
I'm
off.
More humble than you are, bro.
I will humble
I'll put
you.
My money
I will
Chewbacca
humble you in the dirt, man.
I'm probably the most humble person on earth.
I'd say Nick's pretty humble.
I'm more humble than Nick and you put together, so. That's
did you have to did you actually have to drink to get into the right frame of mind to go back and listen to the first podcast? Did you have to
I was probably buzzed when I found it. I'm all, "Oh, hey, here's the disc of the very first episode. Let's listen to it, babe."
Ladies and gentlemen, guest Ken McKim directing the conversation.
Very cool.
It's okay. It's quite all right. Please jump in at any time. Nick needs a lot of guidance.
It's true.
Sometimes I don't think before I speak.
It's okay, though.
But
so we've come a long way, baby. We are Virginia Slim. And
we are
svelte
so close
and sexy.
To 200.
Yeah.
It's going to be like amazing. 199?
And I hope Rick and the interns are coming up with some great music to play in our musical breaks that week, because we're going to have a room full of guests, past and present, who are going to come hang out and drink with us.
Oh, and everybody's going to talk and no music?
And then you're going to have some of the best music we've ever had in the last 200 episodes at our beck and call to play during the episode.
Oh.
You can even pick the songs.
That
might have been an assignment.
Not like
assignment.
Oh, what
put
if you
up
made
on
mashups,
Facebook
right?
for
a
you and
show.
The interns a while
Can
ago?
Can we just say what it is and then pretend like it plays, like we always do?
Could you just do a bunch of mashups where you take like music from like one band, like the music from Rigorous Proof,
but the lyrics like... from the Canes?
Yeah,
you're like a mind reader.
Kind of down for that. Yeah, I'll be rad.
Cane's one of my favorite episodes because our picture of Mike Orris was a cane since he was not actually here. It still just makes me laugh.
It was pretty funny.
Oh boy. Yeah. We're gonna be doing more reminiscing like this in the 200th episode. Please check us out in 2 weeks for that. Our episode next week is gonna be an exciting episode with a band called John and John. More details later.
Are you fucking serious?
Speaking of humble.
I'm so happy.
Those guys are
that
humble as fuck.
I'm still having a tough time deciding who's the most humble.
It's you, okay? Just say it's you.
How's the week? Like, that's what this portion of the show is for.
I had a great week.
Or should we just skip it and go right to a song from Spike?
Well, yeah, fuck it. Why even bother asking anybody how their weeks were?
Well, nobody jumped in like, oh my God, the greatest thing happened to me.
No, it's been a dull week.
And good things.
I bought a house and a new car. And
You closed
I was in
on a house?
Yeah.
I bought a house. Are you serious?
Yeah, got
wow.
And everything.
Hey, that gets a. And a. Yeah.
Good. It was a good week, yeah, for me.
Nice.
And I was in the Labor Day parade today in Virginia City.
You were?
Yep. Oh,
with your clamper shirt?
No. I should have worn my clamper shirt, though. Mm. But I didn't because I'm a dickhead.
Oh.
I broke my cell phone case and I played a lot of video games over the holiday weekend.
Nice.
It was awesome.
I got bit by my dog and
Debbie?
Not Debbie. It was actually, Mikey's dog, but we all live together now.
Did you have to have the dog put down?
You should.
No.
That dog
It was right after
bite,
the show. Right after the show I played with Spike on Thursday.
Yeah.
Sexually. And then Friday was getting ready to go to the Bay Area to go roller coaster in and maybe go to Skywalker Ranch because we got an inn over there.
Ooh.
This was a big trip planned. Like, fuck, it was going to be great. And then the big dog was, like, really going after the cat and a couple times, and then I just got annoyed with him and was grabbed his tail, and he didn't like that.
Nick, once they get a taste for blood, they need to be put down.
You know what you need to do, Nick.
He thinks he's your boss.
Right. Nah, he didn't. He was upset, and he had to go be a timeout in a room.
Did you beat his ass?
No.
No.
Come here, Yeller.
But I didn't do it. So that was kind of exciting, because then I couldn't ride roller coasters. I couldn't even play guitar for like a day.
It was that bad? Like, he fucked up your hand? Or?
Yeah, he squeezed it. It was the squeezing on the hand, dude. He's got really tough jaws. This dog's a pretty big
dog.
And
that fucked up your roller coaster?
And then Nick said,
well, I didn't think I could hang on to the thing and be like, oh, this doesn't hurt me. You know, like, fucking, this is annoying me.
Mikey, I would go on that roller coaster with you, but your fucking dog bit me.
Yeah, but no, it was my fault. I pulled that dog's tail.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was my fault. He was going after my cat, but still, sees it was even twice my fault.
So it's your cat's fault.
It's both of our faults. Why should I have a cat?
Sure. That was awful.
Cats are better than dogs. You should get rid of the dog.
It's not
but
true.
The cool thing is we went and got a room at the Peppermill, saw Kaiser Soze and took hot tub and ate fucking awesome food instead.
That's not bad.
That's pretty awesome.
I'd rather do that than a roller coaster. Yeah. I'm like a 50-year-old man.
Frankly.
Yeah. Well, we went to the
roller coaster is 2 minutes of fun and an hour of standing.
Yeah.
And then we were like, man, we should have went to roller coasters. I'm just kidding.
So far, this is a really low energy podcast.
It was fun, man.
Spike,
real mellow.
Let's get a song for you, and then maybe we'll talk about your show the other night with Nick and see how it went.
Did you get bit?
How was the date? After this commercial break. 2 and 2, we'll be right back.
I skipped right over that.
I don't care where you are, no, I don't wanna know. You won't get very far out there on your own, cause you were never good at making friends. You cross me once, you cross me twice, our paths won't cross again. No, life don't go quite the way you want it to, but it goes just the same. Just like a rose is still a rose, by any other name, yeah, by any other name. House was once a home. Now I sit alone. I think I'll take out on the road. The only way I know, cause I was never good at making roots. To tell the truth, I spent my youth in my walking boots. Because life don't go quite the way you want it to, but it goes just the same. Just like a rose is still a rose. By any other name, yeah, by any other name, by any other name, by any other name. Man, there's more than I can begin to understand. In your hand, my flame's fan, making glass out of sand. We began again. Once again, you ran. Once again, you ran. And once again, shows life don't go quite the way you want it to, but it goes just the same. Like a rose is still a rose by any other name. Yeah, life don't go quite the way you want it to, no, but it goes just the same. Just like a rose is still a rose by any other name. Yeah, by any other name. By any other name.
Yeehaw.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's rad.
Fuck, Spike. Played about low energy level, Rick. There you go.
I feel much more awake now.
Yeah.
And on top of it, like in the new setup, I'm able, my headphone cord reaches, so I was able to
go
pee.
He could rub off the whole time.
I peed while he was playing. So there was a point in the middle of that song that I have my pipe in my mouth and the headphones on. I'm listening to Spike, my dick in my hand, and I'm peeing.
That's what I refer to as the premium Spike McGuire listening experience.
Right. If you really want to experience Spike, you have to, well, yeah.
The only thing I would recommend on top of that is a Lagunitas beer.
I'm talking about.
That song like brought to you by Lagunitas show. Beer and Spike McGuire.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, and Spike, Spike finally dropped off his fucking record. I've been bitching about that for like a year, but I finally got Spike's record. So.
A copy of it?
Yes.
You see
everywhere, and every time I would see it in a store, I'd be all, well, I would buy this, there's supposed to be one in my mailbox.
That'd be the one recently reviewed in the August Reno Tahoe Tonight, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Did said reviewer like it?
It was probably the best review in the history of space and time. I'll tell you what.
I quite enjoyed it.
That guy's very good.
It sounds fucking great.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I put it on and was rocking out to the record at my house. So, well, it's not really a rocking record, but it's rocking.
It's hard to give bad reviews when there's so much good stuff that gets put in my hands.
Fucking A.
It's true.
Yeah.
I got something for your hands.
How was your Thursday show?
Man, Thursday was great. Lattice Folk's been going awesome. I was stoked to have Nick. And we had Sean Lee from Oakland. He plays in the Hobo Goblins.
Nice.
He's great. Me and Lucas just played a show with him on tour not too long ago. And I was like, oh, man. Got to get this guy back to Reno because I just want to watch him again. So it was a lot of fun.
Right? That's why you get into it, so you can make shows, so you can watch people for free.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that there's just like, you know, there's so much great stuff that I see when I'm on the road that I'm like, man, I really want to like share this with Reno because Reno like really appreciates great music, you know, so that's
absolutely. A lot of it for me. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's why we do it every first Thursday right there at Picnic Pub and Patio.
Hey.
235 Flint Street, in case you were wondering.
Shade from Backcountry.
Yeah.
his like funny, fast, like really witty kind of folk songs, you know?
He's great.
About going being crazy and just like life being fucking fucked up. And then like John Underwood with his one man band too.
It's John's just fantastic.
My God. Great.
Really, and speaking of those first Thursdays, well, coming up very soon here, I think we're going to get First Fridays started back up again at the new and improved Foxy Olive.
Is it improved? I haven't been since it.
Yes. We'll say yes.
Like the same.
Well, that's good because we liked it, right?
It's improved on the back end. It might be making more money. We'll
improved. If it's financially improved, that's good.
I think that's the improved part. Yeah.
Good.
That's great.
New owners improved bar not leaving us.
Which is an improvement because it will stay.
Right. Yes. And hey, Spike, have I ever had you on for First Friday before?
No, I haven't. We haven't lined up schedules on that one.
We should try to work that out in the next month or two. That'd be a lot of fun.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
You know me. I love doing stuff with my friends. So that would be great.
Sexually.
No, musically.
Sexually.
All right.
That was musical.
Are you calling for a Zombo sexually?
Sexually.
Hey, it's almost that time, kids.
Yeah.
Get your Halloween masks and sit in front of the TV.
Burning Man's over.
Yep.
It's very scary.
Hello. Hey, kids, it's almost time.
We're sure to be
in front of the... But the payoff at the end is awesome.
Halloween 2?
Oh, God, I loved that. It's almost time, kids.
Good. It's a good read. Yeah. Yeah, it's awful.
And they have the masks. It has nothing to do with
the
Mike
old
Myers.
Halloween 2 that came out. Like, what would that have been?
I didn't see either of them.
Oh, okay.
80?
Did you see Halloween 3?
That's why I asked. No.
Halloween 1, the very original, is fantastic.
Yeah.
You should watch it.
Halloween 5.
And then you think you're going to get more of that in 2, and it's nothing
completely
like
different.
It. But it's creepier, I think. I love that. As a kid, it really freaked me out bad.
Yeah.
Is that what made you gay, you think?
It's totally what made me gay. If it wasn't for that show, I wouldn't be having the happy gay life I got.
Whoa, we're getting a lot of radio interference here.
Fucking radio.
Our radar is going off.
Segue into something else. Hey, Ken, how are you?
Ken! Good.
Hey.
Ken, so Ken, you work with films about the terminally ill?
Not the terminally ill. No,
okay.
Not necessarily.
Critically ill.
Painfully
not
ill.
Not even critic. This painfully ill.
Explain. Why are you here, my friend? What brings us to our little home?
Rick just said, you know, I have some time. I need you to fill. Can you come in and talk?
He always says.
In high school, I had a crush on Ken, so I just want a sweet ass in my house.
Sir, you're a Reno kid.
You're trying to impress him.
I am.
Well,
yeah.
Sparks kid, I guess.
Yeah, a mix of both. I grew up in Northwest Reno, and then I ended up moving into Sparks.
You know, I did the exact opposite. I went to middle school, elementary school in Sparks, and then went to McQueen High School.
Let's see, Grace Warner Elementary, Clayton Middle, and then Sparks.
Well, it's the exact opposite of me.
Okay. And that's how I met Rick.
So he's the anti-Chewy.
Yeah.
He's like Chewy with a goatee. And he's evil.
It's the evil mirror image.
Uh-huh.
Mirror universe Chewy.
He doesn't ever do brickwork.
He's totally not humble.
That's
glasses
right.
And no ball cap.
Right.
Chewy has ball
hate
cap
sports.
And no
he's
ball cap.
Hate sports. Yeah, I don't follow sports.
You're into theater.
This is scary. There's going to be a rift, and everyone's going to be swallowed up. It's going to be really, really
It's like a yin
painful.
And yang situation.
If they fight, they'll be trapped in eternity.
Don't cross the streams.
Yeah. at the post-show meeting, don't cross the streams
right.
No matter what you do.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, basically, I about a year ago, I got pissed off. That's really how this all started. My wife has Crohn's disease, and she got diagnosed with it close to eight, 9 years ago now. And we kept having to explain over and over again that people are she feeling better? Is she feeling – no, she's it's never going to get better.
Yeah.
Okay. And so – and then I started reading all these articles about how people are restricting access to pain medication. At the federal level, there's all these rules that were passed. The FDA recommended to the DEA that they reclassify any pain medication containing hydrocodone from Schedule 3 to Schedule 2. The short version of that is it's much harder to get a hold of now for the people who need it the most.
Right.
It's much harder to prescribe and – it's a nightmare for the people who really need it. And I get that there are people that abuse it, they sell it, and those people need, you know, to to stop doing that. And they need to have their own set of consequences. Exactly. Right. So, and then I did this one. I did a presentation at the Morris Berner Hotel just over a year ago, where I talked about the fact that this was happening and that there is a distinct trend in society towards a lack of compassion for anyone who has a chronic illness, because we as a society don't have any patience for anything that lasts over 3 days as far as illness. I mean, you just look at our sick policies at companies nationwide. There's no tolerance for it.
Right.
And my whole theory was that a lot of it has to do with there's too many inspiring stories that get shared millions of times over the internet about someone who has X wrong with them. They have their Rocky Balboa montage.
I like
Balboa. And
that's better.
And then they, you know, they overcome and they do whatever. It's climb a mountain, write a book, go to college, sure, whatever. And that's great. And that does happen. But that is such a minuscule portion. 1%. Yeah. Those are the Olympic athletes, if you will, of the chronically ill population. And we can't hold the majority of chronically ill people to that benchmark. And so that's what I was kind of railing against. And then I just said, you know, I need to reach people somehow. So I started making these videos called – the series is called Feel This Pain, where I try to equate different types of chronic illness to maladies that people have probably experienced in their life, and so to get them in the right headspace. So for Crohn's disease, my wife and I talked about it. The closest thing to it is the worst case of food poisoning you've ever had, where stuff was coming out of both ends and you felt like your stomach was ripping itself apart. So imagine you've got that and it never goes away. Never stops.
While I spent my years in Louisiana, we had a guy on the couch by the name of Bobby. Bobby, I know you're listening, Bobby. And Bobby had Crohn's. And so, yeah, I got to live with a really good buddy on the couch. And, yeah, every 2 to 3 months, just complete incapacitation. Mm-hmm. There's no going out. There's no eating food. There's the couch and the bathroom. There's the couch and the bathroom.
Yep, exactly.
And you can't get pain medications with or without, you know.
I mean, you can. It's really hard to get them. It's very controlled. For the average person, if you end up going to a pain clinic where you have doctors that do nothing but treat pain, you have to sign these contracts that would scare an IRS agent. They are so draconian. They are it's ridiculous, all the stuff you have to do. They can randomly P-test you anytime, and most of the time you have to pay for it. Those aren't cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Those are $300 tests. Not everyone has insurance. So
otherwise,
that's a huge freaking problem.
Why don't you go get some Tylenol 3? How you doing there, honey?
Tylenol 3, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that'll take care of that. So I started with the Crohn's, and then I went on to all these other illnesses, complex regional pain syndrome, trigeminal neuralgia, lupus. I've got like 17 videos, and just started to get noticed. I don't know what happened exactly in the last year. I've just reached over 70,000 total views on the channel.
Wow.
That's great.
The music video that I did, Rick helped me with the audio. I did a cover of a Gin Blossoms tune where I rewrote the lyrics. He helped me record it here. That just tipped over to 17,000 views on the Facebook group I have.
Hey, maybe you'll get a worse little podcast bump of like 25 more views.
There we go. A
couple dozen, man.
Fantastic. Yeah. So that's it. I got tired of people not getting it, and this is my way of trying to reach out to people.
So, like, not to dismiss you or anything, but what do you get out of this? What do you get out of this? Are you working with a foundation? Is this just you out of your kitchen?
Cares about his wife.
It's just I like doing it. I get these amazing emails and messages where people tell me, look, you know, my husband didn't get what this was all about for years, and he saw your video, came out of the room. He says, okay, I get it. It's those kind of things.
How do you find that stuff? If somebody wanted to look.
It's my website. It's don'tpunishpain.com.
Okay.
And you can see everything on there.
And is it also up on YouTube, you said?
Yeah. Yeah. There's all the videos are on my website, but they're linked there from the YouTube channel. So,
Say the website one more time.
www.don'tpunishpain.com.
I assume no apostrophe. Just
no apostrophe, yep.
So many people, so many kids nowadays are addicted to like busting into their parents' medicine cabinet and, mm-hmm. and getting kind of pills
opiate
and stuff.
Addiction is a real serious
It's ridiculous.
Issue.
Yeah. So
it is a very
kids
serious
are into
issue.
Pills now, and it's going, the younger generation, that's like one of the big, yeah. I don't remember being that into pills when we were younger. We just wanted to smoke weed and steal our parents' booze. Yeah. But now this, and I've known kids that were like, I got addicted to heroin because I started stealing my mom's pain pills and then moved up and
it
somebody
seems to
told
be a real
me
thing with the younger people now.
With when it, you know, when I was a younger man, you know, fresh out of high school, college years, you know, I had heard about, you know, kids who would like they'd be on the Ritalin and they'd end up taking it when they didn't need to, it, you know, and it became a party drug.
Yeah,
but
so you worry about
but it
that.
Wasn't yet quite stealing other people's stuff. It was just stuff they had general access to.
Well,
as
and you
want to
clamp down on that, but this is the other side of
well,
of the,
at the expense
of
maybe
this,
these kind of videos.
The
you show them harder. To these kids and say, "You take your parents' pain meds. They have to feel like this for your night partying where you got laid and that girl felt really uncomfortable the next day."
So, dude, for every one kid that's out there that needs to have these pills taken away from them or that's abusing them or going to their doctor and saying and lying about it to get something they don't need, there's like what? Like 100 people, cancer patients that are in their fucking homes that now can't get stuff because
well, – and that's a very real problem. You're seeing more and more in Florida. Florida is one of the worst. Kentucky is probably the second worst where you cannot get – you can't find doctors to even prescribe – pain pills anymore
right.
because they had to crack down on pill mills, you know, doctors who were doing the wrong thing and giving them out like candy, like Skittles. But now they've gone too far in the other direction. So you have legitimate cancer patients who are dying, stage 4,
shouldn't be.
Cannot get their prescription filled.
The expense
and
of
then
people
also,
who are actually in pain.
But yeah, we don't want them to die
another,
addicts, okay?
And another side of this too, what happens to those folks who do have the Crohn's or the lupus and who can't get access for whatever reason, and so they turn to, you know,
they turn to
drugs.
Heroin. That's
and they get, you know,
that guy's always open.
There is an uptick in heroin use, and it's I'm sure you could point to the direct correlation between the unavailability of the legitimate.
It would be
pain
a shame
pills.
If you were in a chronically ill situation like that and you had to turn to heroin to soothe your pain. That'd be
well.
That'd be
and
awful.
In some
That's
situations,
not,
allegedly, yeah. I've heard that you know, like you know, a stimulants and euphorics like cocaine work too because it doesn't make the pain go away, but it makes you feel better about.
That's
having
right.
It.
You okay? And that was,
I mean, it just it leads to all sorts of drug abuse to escape the pain. You know. Like a cornered, injured animal.
We have such a backwards view of the whole thing. Our priorities are so skewed. I mean, we've got a group of moms in Florida that protested a frickin' Breaking Bad action figure. They were so mad at this action figure existing and being sold
right.
at Toys R Us that they got it pulled. They got that stupid action figure pulled from every Toys R Us store nationwide. And we can rally behind that, but nobody says a word. To what's happening to these chronic pain patients, to what's happening to these cancer
missing the
patients.
Point there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we have some very skewed priorities. Automobile accidents still killing more people than opioid overdose.
Did you see that that comic they had about Breaking Bad? If it was in Europe, what would have happened? And like, he gets canceled. He goes to the doctor, he's okay, and he never fucking
he never
meth.
Does it, right?
All
right,
the government will take care of it. I guess I'll go back to teaching. The end.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That was good, yeah.
It was
so,
a
yeah,
really
I mean,
series, though.
So, it's so, a, I mean, at this
I get
point,
nothing out of it monetarily. They're not,
and at this point, the goal of your operation is more raising awareness than anything else.
That's it.
I was perusing his videos, and it's really amazing. It's all this shit that, like, you've never – a bunch of them I'm like, I have never heard of that word ever. And you just click on it, and then it's Ken, and he stops, and he draws a picture or some kind of metaphor that to help you grasp what this – and each one of them was
good.
Like, that is so horrific, I can't even imagine living with that. And normally you don't see that or hear about that until somebody you know has it. But Ken can make it
is
like
it,
somebody you know has it
like
without that happening.
Having your lower lip pulled all the way up around your dick.
Right,
like
exactly.
From the
exactly.
top side
yes.
of your head.
Exactly. Let's see, which one would that fit? so many of them.
We weren't going to talk about that beer box party, dude.
hey, I don't have a scar. I'm okay with it.
Wait, so no scars, no regrets? Is that how that works? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Totally.
That's totally fair.
What about my emotional scars,
Rory?
Nobody can see those, Rick. I can't prove it.
And
in court.
So therefore, I
you
don't
can see
care.
That's the you're not listening to what I say, Rick. If they can't see it, you're not sick. If they can't see it,
true.
If it's invisible, it's not real.
Right? I can't
your
prove it.
Your pain is not real.
Right? If it is visible, you're gross.
Well, because, you know. Yeah. Frankly,
I don't want to look
gross,
at that.
Rick.
It's a customer growth industry, whether it's on the white side of the force or the dark side of the force. Yeah. It's not necessarily industry about a legislature or industry.
Well, people, well-intentioned people totally missing the point and fucking
yeah, that is also.
Yeah.
I think it's a moral objection, just like you have this moral objection to smoking. So now anything that even vaguely looks like smoking, like vaping, they're automatically going to squash that too.
Yeah,
it's
good.
It's
and
a
they
moral
don't
objection.
Recommend you show your kids the Electric Company early seasons because Bill Cosby's walking around smoking a cigar around a group of kids all
yeah.
the time.
And probably after the show went and date raped somebody.
Well, these days
have a pudding
you
pop. Here you go.
Yeah.
Allegedly,
that's how
allegedly.
I made it better. Have a pudding pop.
Have a pudding yeah. pop.
I don't think we have to say allegedly with him anymore.
No, well, I think
he's been convicted.
I think the alleged ship has sailed.
And actually, frankly, he. Did he can't face double jeopardy in some of these things, but he did admit to it in a number of cases.
I don't reckon he'll sue me for
so this
that
is
either.
Not really an
I think he's pretty busy.
Yeah. Hey, what goes great with pudding?
Jello shots or something extra.
Hey, Spike, let's have another song to get us out of this
yeah, Spike.
Awkward corner.
Well, Spike,
do you have any songs about roofies?
About, yeah. Or terrible pain.
Death.
Terrible pain and roofies.
Yeah. In pain
and
in both
pudding
cases.
Pops.
Jesus.
Not and those early seasons of Electric horrible. Company were fucking rad.
I got
some medicine.
What a segue. I don't even know what to play.
You got a song about medicine.
Do you have the Electric Company theme song?
Do you have a song about pot? You have songs about pot.
Not these days. I'm trying to go mainstream.
How about a song you wrote on pot? Is that all of them?
Do you have an answer?
What are you doing on our show?
Well, I mean, even hell, the Beatles, you know, I Am the Walrus or some shit. I don't know.
Can you do I Am the Walrus?
No, V.I. Lennon, Chewy.
He's good, too.
He's good, too.
How long do you think that Icarus was falling before he realized that he was no longer flying? How many here will steer clear of fear until the second that they're dying? Too many irons in the fire, you're bound to get burned. And every scar I have is another lesson that I learned. If I call you friend or foe, well, rest assured, title is well earned. I won't steal the sink, don't trust the ocean calling, the shore sees the tide, swallow the horizon. Plenty have appeared to be near and dear, till it turned out they were lying. Too many irons in the fire, you're bound to get burned. Every scar I have is another lesson that I learned. If I call you friend or foe, well, rest assured, title is well earned. Trying to outrun the past, caught behind the hourglass, say the life goes by so fast. Must be running out of gas cause I'm only moving slower every day. I'm getting older, so I watch the rubble smaller as I look over my shoulder. No, you can't fool me anymore. By now I've seen it all before. I think I can endure what the future's got in store. So I focus on the moment, own it cause I chose it. See with one eye open. No, I don't know how to close it. And I never worry because I know how to read the wind. My old man taught me on a sailboat how to read the wind. Yeah, how to read the wind. How to read the wind. I how to read the wind. When she blows, oh man, you know she's always got a tale to tell. Too many irons in the fire, you're bound to get burned. And every scar I have is another lesson that I've learned.
free and easy in the breeze, just like a bird. Never worried because I know how to read the wind. My old man taught me on a sailboat how to read the wind, yeah, how to read the wind. How to read the wind, yeah, how to read the wind. When she blows, oh man, you know, she's always got a tale to tell.
Booyah. Yeah.
Aww, that's sweet.
This next segment of the show is going to be brought to you by our fine sponsors. Hey, Rick, can you roll the tape?
What is Reno Carson Messenger? Criminal, corporate, and employment-related skip tracing. What is skip tracing? The process of locating someone's whereabouts. Skip, the person being searched for. Tracing, the act of locating the skip. Process server, delivery of court-ordered documents. Daily service in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. Orders can be placed online. Messenger, getting documents from point A to point B in record time. Plus, twice daily stops at every court and law firm in the Reno Carson Messenger route, including judges, prosecutors, auditors, government and insurance companies, plus all downtown core businesses. Reno Carson Messenger is the oldest and largest messenger service in Northern Nevada, proudly serving the legal community since 1982. Now that you know what we do, give us a call at 775-322-2424. Or for more info, visit us online at renocarson.com. That number again is 322-2424.
Downtown lawyers and professionals are a real strong demo for us.
Fucking amen.
That was so funky. That was great.
Yeah, Jamie put that together.
What's their phone number again? 322-2424? I'll have to remember that next time I need some documents delivered.
Yeah. I got me a skip I need tracing on.
I got a document I want you to deliver.
In my pants.
No. There's a guy that named Skip. Sexually. Also. I always thought that was funny.
Skip tracing.
Sexually.
That could be a real name, like for real.
Oh, that was my old radio DJ name, except it was Skip Tracing in the Morning.
Skip Tracer.
Right.
Okay.
So yeah.
IP Freely. That's my name. IP Freely in the Morning. Coming at you live.
You got a call for Skip Tracer? Is there a Skip Tracer here at the bar?
I'm Skip Tracer. Well, I'm leaving.
Is it time, Rick?
I think so. Do you want your music?
Yeah, I'd like my music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thanks, Nick. That worked out pretty well, too. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask Ken some really outrageous questions that have nothing to do with anything. Might even detract from his cause. Are you ready to play, sir?
Sure. Sounds good.
Okay. Rounding to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100, how many books do you own?
100.
Follow-up, what was the last one you read?
The Pythons.
What is that? Is it about dicks?
It's about the Monty Python troupe.
Oh, that's right.
I read that book in the mirror this
morning.
So
it's about dicks, yeah.
What? When I was looking at my guns.
Yeah, Spike, you've taken this quiz pretty recently. Do you care to join in?
Sure. I'm good either. I was on the last episode.
Okay, yeah, so how many books do you own? How many answers do you own,
How many
Spike?
Answers do you book?
I probably own about 100 books, I'd say.
100? And what was the last book you read, sir?
Journey to the East by Herman Hesse.
Yeah,
that's not a show off.
Wow.
Me.
The big brain on Spike.
That was about Herman Hesse having yellow fever, if you know what I'm saying.
It's actually a super thin book and like a really easy read.
All of his books
I'd recommend it. Yeah, he's the best.
I prefer the Pythons, too.
Thank you.
I say when I look in my pants every morning. Let's see. Ken, trapped on a desert island, your lover, your brother, or your mother, who do you cannibalize first?
Oh, jeez. Well, my mom's dead, so no.
Tender.
That's very tender. Okay. My lover.
All right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
She cooks well. We eat well. She tastes good.
There you go.
Nice.
There you go. Spike?
My brother.
Brother.
Yeah, because I don't have a brother and I couldn't bring myself to kill somebody to
eat him. So Tyson then.
Yeah.
Yes. I would eat Tyson as well.
Yes, I would absolutely kill Tyson, given any
Tyson,
opportunity to.
Don't be gross. Tyson, breast, and thighs.
Exactly.
Let's see. Next question, because I don't have my list in front of me.
Who would you fist fight in history, Spike?
Thank you, Nick.
Michael Vick, probably.
Nice.
Yeah, I still hate that guy and the NFL.
He was a douche, and he was never that good a quarterback.
In all history, who would you fist fight, Ken?
Okay, so it can be recent history. Yes. Andy Dick.
Oh,
nice. I like
nice.
It.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be scared to fight him, and I do want to punch him in the face.
Also not a very good
I missed getting to kick him out of my bar by like 2 hours. I didn't come in for my shift until later, and he had already gotten thrown out. let's see. What was your first concert that you ever went to?
First concert I ever went to, let's see, I was probably 8 or 9, went with my parents to an outdoor concert where we saw Pablo Cruz, U2, and Heart, I believe, were on the bill.
That's crazy, yeah. Bill.
Fuck.
Yeah. And what was the first album you ever owned, you ever bought with your own money?
With my own money.
Had to have it.
Def Leppard, Pyromania.
Nice. Ooh, wow. 84, somewhere in there.
I get to ding. Spike, same questions to you.
My first concert, I saw John Prine, Pioneer Center.
Fuck, dude.
Right.
John Prine's the man.
Rad.
Yeah.
And then the first record that I really remember buying and having to have was Out Come the Wolves by Rancid, which is still my favorite record.
Right. I remember
John
that.
John Prine at the Pioneer sounds like a fucking great.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Bathroom door, open or closed, Spike?
Closed.
Closed.
Closed. And follow-up question, back door, entrance or exit?
You know, which way is traffic going? It doesn't matter.
Hey, an enlightened man. Ken?
Exit.
Exit only. That's actually the wrong answer. let's see. Pleased to be naming the circumstances and age of your deflowering, sir.
Oh, geez. Okay. It was probably around 1983, 84, I guess. It was with a girl from
How
my
old did you
church.
With a girl!
With a girl from my church.
Surprising. That gets a double ding. And
how old would you have been back then in 84?
14.
Okay.
Did you sneak away from church, or did you go to school as well? Parents not home?
Parents not home.
Which house? Her house or your house?
My house.
I have been in that house.
You were in that house.
Yeah.
Deflowered in your own house, in your own room?
Yes.
Okay. Some people choose the parents'
That's
bed.
Excellent. That's excellent. Good answer. Let's see. Let's go to some rapid-fire questions.
Oh,
Nick.
I'm ready to go this week, man. All right. Kent, blue pill or red pill?
Blue.
Spike.
He doesn't probably remember. Take both just to be safe.
All right. Let's
got
go
pills,
with the Greeks.
Not to negate, that was a dick joke to me this episode.
Nice.
See, but that's you've already made me think deeper about
the blue pill or the red pill? The purple pill?
Not about not taking other people's pills.
Okay.
You got a yellow flag on the play.
Do you like...
And now he's out of the Matrix with a boner.
All right. I'm going to just change it back up. Waylon or Willie?
Come on, man.
Sorry.
It's tough.
It's a rough world out there. You got to pick.
Well, I got to see Willie, so I guess I'll go for Willie.
Willie.
Unanimous.
Bush or bald?
Bald.
Bald or very well trimmed.
Walken or Murray?
Walken, always.
Murray.
Walken or Ryden?
Is it a nice day?
Bush or Clinton? Either.
Ooh.
Clinton.
No.
Metal or punk?
Punk.
Metal.
All right. Just a couple more, you guys. The Greeks or the Romans?
Romans.
I'm going to go with the Greeks.
Yeah,
like
more
good,
butt sex.
I like a good Euro.
Yeah. We know what you like.
I like Euros and 15-year-old male apprentices.
Yeah. They say that's the best time. Never mind. They really did say that. I'm not
Who
being a creeper.
That's right, really
let me
gross.
Pick out a good one
In ancient times, things were different.
K Kids are more flexible.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Weed or booze?
Yogurt they were eating.
Weed or booze, sir?
Weed.
Booze.
All right. Mushrooms or what is it? LSD.
LSD.
Yeah, that would be would be my guess.
LSD.
Yeah, Ken went to the same school I did.
Four-way window.
Theater
bang.
Kid too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's how we. That's
I've
that's
heard
where
some
we hung
stories.
Out.
Cheater, cheated, or both.
Neither.
Both.
Neither.
Both.
Both.
Mm. I hope neither. I'm probably just some naive idiot. Yeah.
I got something to talk to you about after the show.
Brady Bunch or Partridge Family.
Brady Bunch.
Oh, Brady Bunch.
All right.
Any boxers or briefs.
Ooh.
You know, like neither, whatever.
All right.
Boxer briefs.
Yeah. Boxer briefs. All right, we have the third and fourth selections. Okay.
There's one less piece of
puke
laundry
or diarrhea.
That's a good one.
Giving or receiving?
Puke or diarrhea?
You just scored.
Diarrhea.
Okay, milk and cookies or whiskey?
Milk and cookies.
Milk and cookies.
Nice. Mm. They both went for the milk and cookies this week. What did they win, Rory?
They win the lack of derision from their friends. All right. And since Spike's actually taken the quiz, like this is his third time now, he's actually kind of disqualified. So, Ken, by default, you win.
Good job.
All right. Excellent.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Rick will give you a good hustle on the way up.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Rick,
I need to know from your wife, though, first.
Oh, one final question, just because I'm curious. Donkey or walrus?
Walrus.
All right.
Donkey.
I got to take you to Virginia City.
Satisfactory.
All right. Just needed to know.
I'll say that donkey today, the guy that carries that donkey around.
His name is
Stinky.
He's
wearing pants now.
Oh, he is? He's not in his underwear? Red underwear?
He was wearing
I saw him like 2 weeks ago and he had.
Well, it's getting a little chilly.
I definitely just made a show up there and he was
I saw him just this morning and he was wearing pants.
Or maybe
I
was there just to see him in his pants.
And he was actually
weekend.
Not even carrying his donkey around anymore.
All right, I don't like
well,
it.
She doesn't. She
it really
doesn't
was.
He was wearing pants.
It was the guy, though?
Yep.
Were you looking in the mirror?
No. I wasn't wearing pants.
Chewy looks nothing like that guy.
Did you really go
I
up there?
Have another song
I did. I was
Spike.
In the parade today.
Oh, yeah,
the Labor
right.
Day parade, and he was there.
Right. Isn't the donkey's name Bernice? It's Bernice and Stinky, right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
What does it taste like, Rick?
It tastes like... Oh. Tastes like uncut donkey dick.
A female donkey. Wow.
Donkey pussy.
See, this is where I get Chewy samples.
Bang.
Just Chewy saying, donkey pussy.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
It's going to be great.
All right.
Awesome.
Spike, what do you got it for us?
Well, nothing about donkey dicks. So
I'm sad.
Donda S. El Burro Show.
This is a pretty new one. I was, trying to think of something to write a song about, and I'm like, man, I don't really even know. I'm, like, out of touch. I don't know what's going on in the news because I've just kind of gotten over, like, all of that, like, having my empathy played off of and not ever hearing any good news and just taking to the road and trying to promote, like, fun and positivity, you know? And I was like, well, I could probably just write a song about that. So this is my kind of invitation to everybody to just sort of, leave that bullshit behind and don't get manipulated and come out and have a good time if you like having a good time.
Hell yeah.
Especially if it's the first Thursday of the month and you're near Picnic Pub and Patio at 235 Flint Street.
Too far removed. You know I can't bring myself to follow the news by all accounts. This world is down and out. I don't need society to tell me what it's all about in the gear. So long before the setting sun, I mean myself a one. Well, I've been on the run since dawn because I took all I could take and I made my escape. And now I'm here to tell you that you're free to do the same because the circus is in town. Everyone's invited, gonna shake the rafters till we start a riot. Come to dance, come to sing, come join us for a drink. You'll leave your troubled world behind. It's not as hard as you think. Mm-hmm.
did the math. The fastest way to the top is to carve your own path, for it's a cutthroat world, chucking oysters for their pearls, filled with G.I. Joes and plastic Barbie girls and model citizens, prepackaged images, programmed and conditioned to forget the world is limitless. Well, I wanna wake them up, so that's just what I do. Now I'm coming soon to a theater near you, because the circus is in town, everyone's invited. Gonna shake the rafters till we start a riot. Come to dance, come to sing, come join us for a drink. You'll leave your troubled world behind, it's not as hard as you think. Sedation of the whole population. Most die with a thirst never satiated, for they are too afraid to break free from that cage where they sit, wait to be saved. But come now and listen, for I give you permission to set your mind free from this human condition. Let nobody tell you you're worth all your value, for that is the man who will sell you. Oh, but now the circus is in town, everyone's invited. Gonna shake the rafters till we start a riot. Come to dance, come to sing, come join us for a drink. You leave your troubled world behind, it's not as hard as you think.
Yeah,
I'm so glad you're here, Spike. You know, a lesser podcast would have called in on today because we're recording this on fucking Labor Day.
Yeehaw!
But this is what you get when we come in on a holiday. We're very low energy.
Hey, you know, I don't.
But thank God
awesome.
Spike's here.
Every day's a holiday for
fourth
me,
fourth day of the four-day weekend, man.
Ken, you're not always here. Usually there's like naked chicks and like people dancing and club music. And,
oh, gee, thanks, Rick.
I know. You came on this. It's like the slow show. I didn't know it was going to be like this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, happy Burning Man, everybody. Welcome
home. It's so loud in
Welcome
here.
The fuck home.
Yeah, now get the fuck out of Reno and don't ever fucking come back, you worthless yuppie losers.
Wow.
Tell us how you really feel, Spike.
I think Spike needs some pain medication, Ken.
Spike, are you just upset because Katy Perry actually went to Burning Man this year and you weren't there?
Oh my God, that makes it even worse. There was one way Burning Man could have gotten worse.
Katy Perry, yeah, she was out there. She was riding a Segway and fell off it, and they got it on video.
I love Katy Perry.
I know somebody who was going out for one day in the hopes of running into Susan Sarandon.
She was out there high on acid.
Yeah.
She was.
She actually builds large art projects the last few years, actually.
Right? Well, it should be easier to find her, though. She's standing next to a large art project.
Right. There's only like, you know, like one or two.
There's hardly any of those there.
How many could there be?
It's just the desert. There's not a lot of room out there.
Good times. Welcome home.
Yeah,
folks.
Burners. Yeah, you're back now. Buckle down and. Yep. Now we'll have 2 months of decompression while you reminisce about how awesome this year was. And then, oh my gosh, it'll be fundraisers for next year's for both your art projects and your own personal tickets.
If you guys went to Burning
Man, if you'd like to
time,
take a loan, I'm going to start loaning people money for Burning Man tickets and like just charge them like 40% interest, because fuck it, why not?
I'm
a shark.
I'm selling $400 tickets to freedom right now. So if you want to celebrate your freedom, I have a $400 ticket for you. Just look me up on Facebook.
Oh, what a great idea. I'll give you $400 right now. Can I have some freedom?
Yeah. Here, man. Just be part of my community, and you're free to do whatever you want here.
Awesome.
Just come to Picnic Pub and Patio every first Thursday of
and
the
give
month.
Give you $400.
$400.
Wow, I like your pamphlet,
we'll
sir.
We'll even supply you with some meat and corn. Bring you $400. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, $400.
I want in on this.
Yeah. Oh, settle down, boys. There's plenty of time for you all to give me $400.
What kind of, what kind of corn is it?
It's maize.
It's yellow corn from Michigan because it's the best corn there is.
I heard.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
No one's arguing about Michigan.
Is that just, okay. So?
No. Fuck that corn. Fallon has way better corn.
Blueberries from Michigan are quite
way to stick up for the local corn there, yeah. Rick.
I don't know about corn.
And the lakes up there.
They're great.
There's like 10,000 of them.
Watery.
They're watery.
They really, really give the feeling and atmosphere of water.
Super Michigan-y.
Yeah. I've never been.
It's actually really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, Detroit has like the best museum I've ever been to.
Hey, we have officially driven the show off the cliff. Ken.
Yes.
Again, fill us in with the website where we can find more of you online.
Sure. That's that's behind the pay-per-view, Ulrich. It's don'tpunishpain.com.
It could be a totally S&M site with that.
I am positive that I get some of that traffic where they're all really excited when they get there, like, oh, yeah. Oh, man.
It's depressing. So,
I'm quite certain.
You could have kind Boner of a sister killer. Page about, you know, never mind, that's a whole other project. And also the name of the series, if I'm not mistaken, is Feel This Pain?
Yeah, I've got a couple of series on there. There's Feel This Pain. I just started a new one called Dear Healthy People, which is just really short clips berating healthy people for asking stupid questions.
I like that.
And that's pretty fun, too. So you've got those two. And then there's the Death of Compassion series. That's three videos on there. So.
Okay, cool. Well, please, ladies and gentlemen, sure to track with Ken out there on the interwebs.
Nick? Rory, I'd like to ask a question. Is your T-shirt correlated with what you do? It's cake or death.
No.
Cake is a lie.
The cake is a lie? No, cake is not a lie. This is probably found this online, and it's really cool. I don't even know if the person who did this realizes that it's part of an Eddie Izzard reference.
Oh, okay.
From his stand-up where he was talking about cake or death, and they're all, cake, please. Oh, okay, give him cake. And then it keeps going like that, cake or death, cake, please. Oh, I didn't expect we're going to have a run on it. We're going to run out of cake soon. You, cake or death? Death. No, I mean cake. No, you said death first.
Okay. Do you guys know Rory hates pie?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
He will punch a chick in the face over that.
I hate. Hey, Rory, I have some pie. Ow.
Bam.
Fuck, what is your problem?
Like, does it look like I want some pie, bitch?
That's exactly what it was like.
Get your crusty ass out of here.
You and that pie go out and stick each other up each other's asses.
It's hard to put the girl in the pie's ass.
That's Rory deciding that pie's pretty good.
It actually is.
And when it comes out of an ass.
Have you ever talked to anyone about this very strong overreaction you have to pie?
Maybe
you took
some medication.
Professionally.
I was having a bad day is actually what was going on
you,
in that scenario.
You need something that reaches into your brain chemically and latches onto your happiest memory chemically.
And attaches it to pie.
Kids in the Hall. I get to go see them at Festival Supreme this year.
Fantastic.
Are they all still alive?
It's a pill that gives worms to ex-girlfriends.
You just don't get it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
A pill that would give worms to ex-boyfriends.
A pill that gives worms to ex-girlfriends. You guys just don't get it here. Woo!
Woo! Oh, I love it. Good job, Ken.
No, I'm sorry.
You just won the quiz again.
Are we ever going to get the big table in here, or do I have to go out and cut down that fucking tree myself?
All right. And we're back. If you're out there on the internet and you're checking out Ken, please also please to be checking out Mr. Spike McGuire at 6milestation.com. And do you got any solo pages or anything like that out there?
You know, the best place to find me is on Toon Tracks.
Toon Tracks?
Yeah. Because,
with an X, right?
Yeah. With an X. It's kind of like a boutique music service thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can check out some tracks on there. It's I'm doing that Offbeat Festival that's coming up in November.
That's right. So is Nick.
Yeah, yes. So like all the
you
artist pages
Couch,
are filled to Team Tracks. It's really
Spike.
Cool. Yeah, a lot of great Reno artists on there.
I'm not.
And if you have a turntable and you're at any one of the local record stores, any one of them, because it's in all of them, Recycled Records and Spectre Records and Discology downtown by the river, you will find a copy.
Sundance.
And you can tell what copy it is because it's got Spike's fucking face right in the middle of the front of the cover.
Yeah. So if you know what Spike looks like, then look for that.
Bam, and buy
it. If you don't know what Spike looks like, you're kind of shit out of luck, and Rick's an idiot.
It's a bunch of bearded white dudes on a white cover.
Yes.
Yeah, and
Tyson
one's really handsome.
In high contrast, black and white.
Tyson
real
doesn't have a beard. He
middle.
Is handsome, but
Tyson's got a new beard every week.
That might mean
Rick?
Something else to me than it does
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
No, no, we're on the same meeting.
I didn't
here.
Get it at first, but I got a chub. So
okay, hair pie, click click. If we're going to go movie references. Rick, what do you got coming up in the future? Anything? Who's recording?
No, nothing. This is my last month. Dude, this is the last weekend that I'm going to take off, and then I've got band after band after band after band booked till January. So the studio is finally booked solid
out
again.
The butt.
So that's kind of nice.
Nick, what do you got coming up here in the next week? Anything?
Oh, God, I don't know. I know the Liver Scars are signed up to play with Gutter Mouth.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
So looking forward to that.
But that's not this week, is it?
No, I think that's later in the month. The 19th, we're doing the Clampify with...
yes, with Lighter Thief is doing Clampify.
Yeah, yeah. Camplify.
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 Camplify. It's not a clamper thing.
No, it's a...
I just can't
It's
speak
our good buddy Evan and P2P Sounds.
Portable where, socketless power systems. Yeah, they're fucking
exactly.
I totally lied when I said nothing was going on because I'm totally involved in this.
Yeah, and, and we are too. That's on the 19th. I was going to get to that when it was my turn.
Okay.
Chewy, what about you?
Wolfpack football against Arizona Saturday, 4 p.m. Fucking Pac-12 team coming in. Check it out.
Nice.
It's gonna be awesome.
How are the Aces doing?
The Aces are done. Today was the very last game.
Yeah, I heard the fireworks all weekend long.
All weekend long.
What place do we get?
Awesome. I don't even have any idea. But
okay.
I went to about 12 games.
Also
I loved
this
it.
This week is I don't have anything to do with it, but the hot air balloon races, which are going to
be awesome.
Oh, this is going to be my first time at this house. I'm right next to it.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be coming up over my house. I'm going to think
here,
that they're
dude.
Invading. Shit's going to land on
around.
Me.
Well, like, can we watch Dawn Patrol from
your
house?
That would be so much
fun. Can I bring Riku here?
We
should
do
a Dawn Patrol podcast, dude.
We shouldn't get on the roof with Riku.
No.
But I want to.
But could I bring Riku here for
cool,
Dawn Patrol?
Yeah, but it's hard to see except on the roof because the
right,
house
then,
blocks
no,
it.
That won't
what about
be,
your
not
little?
Cool.
What about your balcony? You could probably see.
Yeah, I'm not taking my daughter
It's on the
on
wrong
the
side, but if we go on the roof,
be fun.
And it's a long fall off the back of the fucking house.
You got that Darth Vader one this year too, right?
You never see.
All right, well, we'll talk about this later. I think we're gonna go out. We're gonna close the Spikes and play another song for us here.
What about Camplify?
All right, Camplify. It's public event, right?
Yeah, 19th of September, Saturday.
Dog Valley.
Dog Valley. Rick, the last time I was in Dog Valley, I was with you.
I'm so excited.
And we were asked very politely to leave.
Man.
And we only took a little bit of acid and mushrooms.
The night before.
So there's that.
That was allegedly.
Right, allegedly.
No, that was more than 10 years ago. It's okay.
I don't even think that's what was causing all my hallucinations that night. So, anyway.
It's aliens.
So, and Evan's got all this great equipment, so he's going to have amplifiers that are battery powered and shit. Yeah, so it's fucking really rad, like hippie
event.
Stuff.
Science.
And it's going to be it's loud, so he's got amplifiers, and there's going to be a drum kit there. All you have to do is bring your guitar. And it's so it's going to be like campfire shit, but with a full PA.
In Dog Valley, too. The
yes!
Pride of the West Side.
Yeah, I heard there's going to be some good entertainment, too, like Aversion Therapy.
A bunch of bands are going
to
play. And if you want your band to play, contact me, Rick Spagnuolo, on Facebook.
So
or
I,
Evan
I don't
Hunter's
know what
on
time
Facebook.
I'm playing or how long I'm staying, so I hope it's early.
It's going to it's gonna be great. So it's Saturday the 19th.
Rad.
And some of us are staying the night before Friday and making a whole weekend of it, so you can come out early and hang out and be one of the first people. But
you have all of my camping gear.
There will not be any fire. We can only have propane. That's one of the shitty things because
there's
fire
left
restrictions. I know. It turns out it's really expensive if you have a fire and get caught and they charge you by the person. So we would be fucked really hard
if
that happens.
50 people's worth.
Propane tanks.
So, yeah, please be checking out Facebook. Camplify.
Camplify.
C-A-M-P-L-I-F-Y. Please check it out on Facebook if you'd like to come
hang out. We need a metal band. So if you're a metal band, please
contact
me. Metal band
in the woods. You can't get much more doom rock than that, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, film your video.
Fucking pine trees and...
Odin.
Just think of Odin. And you'll be, it'll be awesome.
And if anything goes wrong, it's still camping. So their face.
Lamar Odom.
All right. So for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Rick, all the interns who never show up anymore, and our guests, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and I love you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
This is about a little mishap happened to me in Missouri at a laundromat.
Oh, misery.
I only had two pairs of pants, and I was trying to wash them both.
Mm.
Don't get caught with your pants down in Missouri, I'll tell you that.
Well, I pulled into Matt Down Yonder one day for my trouser launder when a lady pulled up and began to holler. Well, she screamed out from her driving seat, "Boy, you gotta be kidding me, just standing in your skivvies there on the hot concrete." I said, "I can't well wash them wearing. I only got two pants. I'm going to throw this pair in." And then she really started swearing. Well, I guess that her whole damn world got shook because she looked at me like some kind of crook because she called me every name that's in the book. So if you want my advice, just keep your pants on and play nice. You know one wants to be naked when they fight. And as you're going through this life, avoid the struggles and the strife. Brother, keep your pants on and play nice. Said, brother, keep your pants on and play nice. Well, she said that if her kid was with her, she would have got out with the Louisville hitter and given me a slug across the face. Almost said, "I got your bat right here," then grabbed my crotches against my rear. But in my older age, I've learned some grace. See, I got the will to fight the urge, stay calm and cool and well-reserved, but I bit my tongue so hard I think I pinched a nerve. Needless to say, I didn't stay. I picked up my pants, went on my way, and I've been wearing that pair since that day. So if you want my advice, just keep your pants on and play nice. If no one wants to be naked when they fight, and as you're going through this life, avoid the struggles and the strife. Brother, keep your pants on and play nice. Say, brother, keep your pants on and play nice. And I ain't no sex offender, just a folkie on a bender, trying to remember I'm standing in my underwear. So as I'm playing, if you think, man, this spike guy really stinks, I hope you mean my pants and not my song. Cause ever since the incident of the Midwest laundromat argument, I decided it was best if I just kept them on. So as you find your way on down life's road, I recommend you do stay clothed. I suppose that's how it goes when you're on the run. Now it takes a little longer when I shower, but they air dry in about an hour or 45 minutes if I'm in the sun. So if you want my advice, just keep your pants on and play nice. You know who wants to be naked when they fight, and as you're going through this life, avoid the struggles and the strife. Yeah, brother, keep your pants on and play nice. Said, brother, keep your pants on and play nice. Said, brother, keep your pants on and play nice.
Is that all we get?
Dog War Studios.
There was a bit of unpleasantness, as a matter of fact.
What?